UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, just before we delve into a week's worth of techie stuff, let's look at the news, a little bit of an overview. The phrase, ladies and gentlemen, as you've been hearing, has been banned from the London Underground by the bosses who instructed their employees not to say it anymore, lest it offend someone who isn't a lady or a gentleman. Donald Trump has said that the White House is fantastic. He said the mood's fantastic, he said there. Mm. Joanna Konter and Venus Williams are about to take to the court in Wimbledon. I think they're headlining on, they're on the Pyramid Court, of course. And but the news is all quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, but it's all right because we are here to help you out. Because what we do on this programme is we take the news and we simplify it by running it through some Japanese poetry. It's the obvious thing to do, really. I don't know why anyone else hasn't thought of it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Property market in a state of lethargy. Aren't we all really?
Yeah. The news in haikus. So, do you go to work? Do you work? Do you have a job of any kind? Do you have a work experience in the office? Do you? I expect you do. You probably ignore them or something, just all talk about them when they're not there. When they've popped out to make a cup of tea, you probably just talk about them. Just ridicule them, really. Just do that. And then they go and do some photocopying, don't they? And then you talk about them again. Well, you don't really get them to do anything interesting. You just sort of, you know, just send them off here and there, and you don't really want them there. You know how it is. Ours is called Stuart. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, John.
Hi there. And now you've been with us for this week.
I have, yes.
And this is your debut on air.
It is.
Because that's what we do with our work experiences, as you know. We pull them in here. Take you away from all of that. And this gives the people in the office the opportunity to talk about you now. Now you're in here.
Behind your back.
So that's fine. And what we tell you is that this is a leg up into the industry, don't we? We've said to you that, yes, come on air and talk us, review some stuff. And it's a very difficult industry to get into, the media, isn't it, as you know. But we said this is a way in. It's like we help you reach a helping hand down out of the radio and pull you into the industry. That's what we've told you. That's a lie. You're only here because we don't have to pay you. Mm. So what are you reviewing?
Tech and gadgets. Well, more technology than gadgets.
That's fine. It's an all-encompassing slot.
Yes.
If you'll pardon the expression. So where are we starting?
So we're going to talk about the internet protest that happened yesterday.
Okay.
So did you find when you were browsing, said Google, Facebook, it was a bit slow yesterday?
Well, I work here. And the internet here is slow at the best of times, so it made no difference.
Ah, okay. Well, yesterday, what's happened is the government want to kind of make people charge for the services, so YouTube, streaming videos, things like that.
Yep.
And what the big websites did, Google, Facebook, YouTube, and some adult websites as well.
Hello.
They slowed down their services to the people out there so that when they were browsing, they could actually feel the effects.
So is this all to do with the net neutrality?
Yes, yes.
Issue, right, yes. Okay. And net neutrality, that is where essentially the internet should be free for all in terms of access speeds and everything else. That is neutrality. If it goes the other way, it means that the big ISPs essentially hold the gateways to the data streams and can prioritise and make certain companies that pay them to make those sites load faster. That's the gist.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
So that was a big thing yesterday. Luckily, I didn't really see any effect yesterday.
Did you not? Was your pornography up to speed as usual?
Of course.
Fine.
Of course, yes.
That's all anyone really cares about. If they really want to stop the internet from, you know, and make a point, the net neutrality, they should just do it to the porn sites. Because that really is basically all of the traffic, as far as I can tell. Not me, that's others. But that's as far as I am aware, that's when people would sit up and notice, Stuart, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's when people would start complaining.
Yes. Hey? I agree. I totally agree with that. Now, how are you about your computer games?
I don't play computer games.
You don't play computer games? But Con?
I play FIFA a lot.
You play FIFA a lot?
I played it for 5 hours the other day.
You have no life.
Yep.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, Overwatch, have you heard of the computer game, Cornelius?
No.
No? Oh, okay, well...
I play FIFA for 5 hours at a time and then go home.
Oh, so you don't even do it at home?
I am home, but, you know, I transport myself to the grounds in my mind.
Well, Overwatch are setting up a league from the esports world. Now, esports is electronic sports, kind of a new thing that's coming around, or it's been around for a while, but they reckon Overwatch is going to bring it to the big leagues.
You're
the big
already
dogs.
Saying words I don't understand. So go back a little bit. So an e-sport.
Yes, an e-sport. So electronic games, video games.
Right. It's now a sport.
Like FIFA.
Yeah, that is a sport.
Yeah!
But I mean, is like, I don't know, Sonic the Hedgehog a sport now?
Well, it can be.
Is that the point? Is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much, yeah. I
mean, they're not sport, they're games, aren't they?
They are, but they're bringing them into a sporting atmospheric or world.
Sonic the Hedgehog, which was the last time I played a computer game, will probably not be an Olympic event.
Probably not, no.
No. Although, given that he does collect rings, actually, maybe if you had live hedgehogs competing, so you...
Now you're losing the fact of it being a video game.
Yeah, but I'm making it better. So if you had live hedgehogs competing against each other to collect rings, then I would argue that
was a sport.
Is a sport. The video game angle, not so much.
Well, they reckon it's going to be very profitable, even bigger than the English Premier League.
Is this where people go and watch people playing games?
Bigger than the Premier League.
Bigger than the Premier League.
The Premier League is huge and full of money.
Well, yeah, and they reckon that esports and Overwatch may eclipse that.
So what's Overwatch again?
So Overwatch is, I've written it down here, good. They are a fast-paced, cartoon-like shooter game where players work in teams to secure and defend central points on a map or escort a payload across the map on a limited amount of time.
I mean, it's no hedgehog with rings, is it?
But no.
Do you have the... Because this is right, isn't it? People watch people playing games.
Correct.
Now. That's huge on YouTube, right?
Correct.
People will watch YouTube videos of people watching people playing games or something. Right, so it is big. But do people go like to events where people play games and be a crowd?
Correct, yes. There is events like that happening.
I thought I'd heard about it.
FIFA do their own version of the Interactive Sports FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
That was held in America this year. And they have a crowd of people going to watch essentially two people sitting in front of a TV. But obviously a big screen behind them showing the game that they're playing.
This is ludicrous, isn't it?
I know, right? But it's going to be big. It's going to be big, big news.
Yeah.
And at the moment, they've got 7 teams. And none of them are actually in the UK. They're based around the world. You can go to Boston, New York, San Francisco, Miami, Orlando, Los Angeles, Seoul, or Shanghai to watch them.
Right.
And it costs $20 million. That's $15.5 million to put a team in this league.
You have to pay that much money to put a team in.
Correct.
I was about to suggest that we form a team and we go and do it.
Well,
but I've changed my mind now.
You've not got $15.5 million to spare?
No.
No, we're just under that on the show budget. Yeah, really frustrating. Yeah.
Can we crowdfund for the rest? Because I'd really be up for that.
Well, we only need another quid, so we'll probably do that. I mean, you play computer games, do you, Stuart?
I do. I'm a very big computer game fan.
Are you? What are the kids playing, Stuart, at the moment?
Well, I'm a big FIFA fan.
All right,
but I'm also playing Football Manager as well. That's my big.
I see.
Game.
Right, but do you do the shooty bangy bangy ones?
I do, but that's only the Grand Theft Auto game.
Oh yeah, all right. I did play Halo.
Okay, on the Xbox.
Yes, once, and what happened was I got Halo as a present. I can't remember how I got it. Maybe I don't know. Anyway, and I haven't had an Xbox that I haven't plugged in for years, but I had an Xbox. I played Halo, put it in, and within 5 minutes, I was stuck in a hedge. I could hear a bat. I came out of the transport. You're like a military spaceman or something, aren't you? And I came out of the whatever I came out of to go and join the fight. Right, and the fight was over there, and you can sort of see in the distance a fight with aliens and stuff, and you have to make your way over to it by just sort of going across some rough ground and through a lake and in a hedge, through a hedge. I got stuck in some reeds in the lake, right? I spent about half an hour trying to get out of the reed. I couldn't even get out of the reeds in the lake. I switched it off. I'm still in those reeds now.
Oh, no.
That's the whole game. I didn't even see an alien. I'm just stuck in a hedge.
Can't you just